online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Prime Minister says the government will provide every support to the local community in Salisbury after a second case of Novichok poisoning. The Health Secretary thinks it's an after effect of the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in March. Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley are critically ill. Sydney's been evacuated from her home, which is near Dawn's.
Dawn was a lovely person, you know what I mean? She's absolutely lovely. But she doesn't deserve this, you know what I mean? Not at all.
People in the area have been advised not to pick up items that they can't identify. Police have released a CCTV image of a man they want to speak to after someone exposed himself in front of a child in Maidstone. He's said to have done it through a window of a property in Old Tovell Road in May after knocking and waving to get the child's attention. You can see the picture at kentonline.co.uk. Firefighters from Kent have been asked to help deal with wildfires in Greater Manchester. Crews and the military have spent more than a week and a half battling blazes on Saddleworth Moor, which are being treated as arson. 8 firefighters and 4 all-terrain vehicles from Kent have been sent up to join the teams.
KMFM News.
It's been revealed a homeless man who was scooped into a bin lorry while sleeping in a pile of rubbish in Rochester died of a heart attack during surgery 5 weeks later. The 47-year-old suffered leg injuries when it happened on the high streets in January. He was waiting to be transferred from Medway Maritime Hospital for a second opinion about possible amputation when he suffered heavy bleeding and surgeons couldn't save him. A teenager has been assaulted and had his phone and cash stolen during a robbery near Folkestone. The 18-year-old man suffered face injuries when he was threatened and attacked in a park on Page Road in Hawkinge on Saturday night. Any witnesses are being urged to contact police. It's thought Southern services to and from Kent will continue to be disrupted all day because of a major signalling problem. It was discovered at Stretton Common last night, but engineers weren't able to fix it.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Exactly 70 years after the NHS was founded, events are taking place across Kent. Special prayers will be said at Canterbury Cathedral, where the bells will also be ring out later as part of the building will be lit up blue. Almost 21,000 people in the county are employed by the health service, which looks after a population of more than 1.7 million. John Weeks is head of emergency planning for Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells and East Kent hospitals.
I think the NHS will always change as new technology comes in. I think the biggest change is how we use technology to benefit patients.
Will Bellamy works for the ambulance service across North Kent. He says it's not an easy job.
We see some most horrendous stuff in the ambulance service and scenes that nobody wants to see, but actually it's incredible to recognise the staff that work tirelessly to provide the service they do.
EDF Energy has announced it's raising its dual fuel standard tariff prices by 6%. It means customers will pay an extra £1.35 a week from September. The company says wholesale costs for electricity and gas have increased by 18% so far this year. We're being warned to expect thunderstorms in Kent this afternoon with a yellow weather warning in place across the county. The Met Office say public transport could be affected by flooding and lightning. Up to 30 millimetres of rain could fall in 1 hour. The alert's in force until 7 tonight. As England's footballers get ready for their World Cup quarter-final this weekend, a Kent bride says she's not worried about the game ruining her big day. Zoe Springett from Leybourne is tying the knot with her partner James in Whitstable on Saturday.
We've decided basically just to embrace it. We think it's quite funny. So we're not going to ban any guests or anything from watching it, but probably just on their phones.
Other events across the county are also making the most of the footy. Giant screens are being installed at the county show near Maidstone and Pub in the Park at Tunbridge Wells, so fans can watch the match against Sweden. And the soundtrack for The Greatest Showman was the biggest album of the first half of the year. Music from the film has now spent 21 weeks at number one.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and Johanna Konta's back on centre court at Wimbledon this afternoon. She'll make her first appearance there this year when she takes on Slovakia's Dominika Sibulkova in round two. That's before British men's number one Kyle Edmund goes for a third round place this evening. He's up against American Bradley Klan. That's the latest. Next updates at two.